Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Joining me now, old friend of mine, Vernon Robinson, co-author of the book Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. Good morning, Vernon. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, I will never forget the shock as young, you know, relatively young, not shock, but you were the best candidate. And I ran your statewide race for superintendent of public instruction. You're black. You ran as a Republican. And you would do what other Republicans wouldn't do at the time. You go on black radio. And here you are. You're black. You're running against white guys. And you're making the argument to black people, you were a big early supporter of charter schools, that, you know, they would be better off in charter schools than, trapped in traditional public schools. And yet, even as a black Republican, the only black guy in the race, you had a hard time convincing black people to vote for you. And I remember seeing it firsthand as your campaign manager. What do you think has changed, Vernon, and why?
Well, we can just look at what happened in Florida. It took a while to enroll a large number of kids and grandkids in the charter school and other school choice programs there. But when the black Democrat candidate, mayor of Jacksonville said that he was going to pay off the teachers union and get rid of all the school choice programs in Florida, 100,000 black women, ostensibly whose children and grandchildren were in those programs, said, "No, you're not." Voted for DeSantis three times his margin of error. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
Margin of victory. DeSantis won by 34,000 votes, and 18% of black women in Florida, 100,000, voted for him. So, on the school choice issue, according to exit polling. So, one of the things that's changed is a number of conservative policies have been in place for a long time and have gained constituencies. And so the Democrat Party is at a disadvantage with regard to the school choice issue and a whole range of social issues, including abortion, the whole transgendered thing, threatening black girls' scholarships to college, substituting abomination for natural marriage, et cetera. So culturally, the Democratic Party has gone off a cliff, and you have the ostensibly the best economy in our lifetime chugging along, creating wealth in 401ks. There was an interesting conversation I had way back in 2012 with a postal worker, and I asked him who he was voting for in the North Carolina governor's race. And he told me, but he said, "Well, that Pat McCrory, he's really strong. When he was mayor, everybody was working." And the implication of everybody was black folks, too. So with the huge impact of the economy on a wide range of issues, the Trump Republican Party, because the party of John McCain, Romney, and Bob Dole is dead and hopefully will never come back. The Trump Republican Party and the president have regained the moral high ground lost in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when the move to becoming Democrat came to fruition and for black voters.
So tell me this. Tim Scott the other day spun Democrats out. He's our senator from South Carolina. He's black. By saying that he thought that Trump would increase his black percentage of the vote by 50%. Do you want to make a prediction how Trump will do in that arena?
Well, the relevant number is what Trump will do in swing states.
Right.
And I believe he can get 20% in swing states. You know, it's really hard to know exactly what's happening because of in the media, present company accepted, of course, has demonized Donald Trump, and he underperformed, or he overperformed over what the polls said he was going to do across the board with voters, and he overperformed with black voters. So, you know, there was a poll out right before the election in 2016 that said black voters are going to vote 21% for Trump in Pennsylvania, and Hillary in that poll still won, which implies that both white and black voters were not telling the truth in the polls. And that was before Donald Trump had actually accomplished anything. So I think the 20% in the swing states is doable and a big deal, with one caveat, and that is the Republican Party as an entity has done a horrible job.
Yes.
Hasn't asked black voters for their vote for 70 years, created an opportunity for the Democrats just to run terrorist ads that say vote Democratic because Republicans want to kill your mom and your dog. And that has really damaged the GOP brand. So that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump can turn the FDR strategy to get black votes to become Democrats, or at least vote for him, on its head and sell Donald Trump personally and not sell the Republican Party in order to get those numbers.
Vernon Robinson is the co-author of the book Coming Home. I got to tell you, you taught me that. You taught me something that I didn't know when I ran your campaign, because I could not understand coming on to it how it was that black voters just not only would not vote Republican, but had such an animosity for the Republican Party. And I did not understand it until you directed me to black radio and said, listen, you know, Democrats, they're on the air, they're unchallenged. Republicans do not even bother to buy ads. And for the first time, I really understood, Vernon, and you are black, but I really understood why black people would feel so alienated from the Republican Party. It made complete sense. And it was sort of a self-defeating cycle, because Republicans would be like, well, I'm not going to buy ads on black radio, which is where you go if you want to reach the black community, because you're not going to vote for me. It's money wasted. And because they don't buy the ads, they don't have, you know, they don't build the relationship. The Democrats, you're right, they run ads unchallenged. They say ridiculous things. I mean, total lies. So, I mean, how do we fix this overall? Because it really did break my heart in a way, because I could actually see for the first time through your eyes how and why black people were so alienated from the Republican Party. I mean, they never bothered to buy an ad. You never heard one. They must not care about people like me. I could see how they would think that. And that's the wrong, it's not true, but I could see how they would have gotten that impression. I mean, we've got to make up for decades of this.
Well, the short answer is we want your listeners to buy the book on Amazon, Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Reelect Trump. But the longer answer is, since 2002, the late Richard Nadler ran hard-hitting, high-contrast ads on urban contemporary radio targeting black voters 35-plus. And what he did in 2002 through 2008, and he passed away in 2009, but a group of young Turks and myself, as I was older than them, continued doing the Nadler approach, which was tough ads over an extended period of time, 60 seconds, because it takes about 60 seconds to tell the story to undo the damage that you were talking about. And in every case, except for Ohio in 2008, black voter support for the Republicans went up, and good enough to win close races like Florida in 2018. And black turnout went down, probably, you know, we're not exactly sure. You know, the Democrats accuse anything that causes black voters to vote for something other than the Democrat as voter suppression. So if you ask for their vote as a Republican, that's voter suppression. If you ask as a Libertarian or a Constitution Party member, that's voter suppression. But it's probably because, you know, if you find out that the Democrat you've been voting for your entire life supports Planned Parenthood that has played the principal role in killing 20 million black babies by abortion, which, by the way, is larger than the entire black population in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was handed down.
Wow.
They say, well, you know, I can't vote for that Democrat anymore because I'll have to explain that vote when I stand before the throne of grace. I can't vote for the Republican. You know, I don't feel good about that. So they don't vote in that race. And so that's what happened with that very effective urban contemporary radio. However, that was independent expenditures from a PAC. And in the last cycle, the folks doing that were three super PACs, including my own. And so the GOP still hasn't got the message. You know, there were two candidates out of 170 for the legislature in North Carolina that bought time on urban contemporary radio. So that the consultants are still telling Republican candidates and the party and its allies, don't communicate with black voters. You know, don't buy urban contemporary radio. It's a waste of time. It'll just upset black people, and they'll come out in droves and vote against you, and you will. And it's ridiculous on its face. And as the former chairman of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania pointed out, there are no more white voters. He said, we don't have any more white voters in the rural areas. The women are killing us in the suburbs. We have to get more black votes or we're going to lose Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's no longer chairman. I was excited. I'm going to do some radio in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Well, Vernon Robinson, I am up against break, but we definitely loved it. Will you come back on throughout this, throughout the election and talk to us about this topic? I think it really is going to be potentially a make or break for Trump in a couple of these states, especially, as you said, Pennsylvania.
And watch for Bernie to clean up in South Carolina. They understated his support in Nevada by 16 points. So he has the big mo. And I believe there's some Republicans are going to help him out in South Carolina as well. So it's great being on, Tara, and you're awesome investigative reporter and talk show host. And I'm happy to know that I gave you that job when you graduated from UNC Chapel Hill.
Oh, well, thanks, Vernon. It was great working for you, too. Great American. Check out his book. He's the co-author of Coming Home, How Black Americans Will Re-Elect Trump. Let's hope it's so.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.